It's Conor O'Neill, and welcome to the Know Yourself Performance Podcast, where I want to help you to excel through improving your nutrition, training, and psychology. If you enjoy it, share it on social media or with a friend. The Marshmallow Test for Adults. The Stanford Marshmallow Experiment is a famous study where each child was told they'd get a second marshmallow if they refrained from eating the first one in front of them while the investigator was out of the room. When they followed up with the children years later as adults, those who originally didn't eat the first marshmallow were shown to have achieved greater success in life. While it has been pointed out that family backgrounds and socioeconomic situations played a role, the prominent theory remains that the delayed gratification shown by the children carried over throughout their life, and the decisions they made reflected that. Delayed gratification, the act of resisting an impulse to take immediate available reward in the hope of obtaining a more valued reward in the future, can be seen in some practical situations involving the idea of sacrificing something now for a future payoff. For example, if I can sacrifice doing something fun with my friends and now and study instead, I'll be able to do well in my exams and have the freedom to enjoy my summer. If I put in an extra few hours of work in the office for the next few weeks, I'll miss out the relaxation time in the evenings, but in a couple of months, I'll get the promotion to a job which is more enjoyable for me. If I don't give up on the intense running session now, I'll be fitter and better able to express myself on the sports field in a few weeks. This manifests itself when we set future goals for ourselves. For example, losing a few pounds by eating better and starting going to the gym, or learning to play a musical instrument, or starting a new business venture. You're amped up by this future vision of yourself, and the temptation is to tell people about your goals right away. You get a bit of vocal support from those around you when you tell them, and you might enjoy the few likes and comments when you put a post out about it on social media. And that's understandable. You know, positive social feedback is motivating. Stephen Kotler talks about how when setting goals, the initial boost of motivation, primarily driven by dopamine, can be effectively followed up by some social interaction, with oxytocin given another push on after the initial motivation boost. This feels good in the short term, but if long-term progress is what we're interested in, then we need to think of these neurological hits as being habit-forming or encouraging of repeating whatever behaviors got us those hits. If you got them from telling people that you're going to start going to the gym or telling them that you're going to start a new business, you have to ask, is the behavior of telling people you're going to start the behavior you want to be encouraging in yourself? Probably not. You'd probably prefer to encourage repeating the actual actions that are getting you closer to your long-term goals. Even if you're only trying to maximize the positive social feedback, you'll get a lot more of it when you're able to tell them that you've actually done the thing than you'll get from talking about your intentions of starting it. With this in mind, you might decide to refrain from telling people about your new gym routine until after you've done your first 10 sessions. You might only publicize your new blog after you've written your first 5 articles. You might tell your parents or friends about your new job hunt, but only after you've sent CVs to 3 companies. Not only will you get the positive emotion associated with more credit and support having actually achieved something, but that positive feedback will also encourage repeated instances of that behavior in yourself. For example, encouraging you to do 10 more gym sessions. The more you can implement this type of thinking, foregoing that initial positive social feedback, i.e. the first marshmallow, in favor of the longer term payoff, i.e. the second marshmallow, the more you'll be able to delay gratification in your life with respect to your goals, and generally that's going to lead to better outcomes. Ultimately, however, the aim is to create your own metaphorical marshmallow factory, where you're no longer reliant on the social positive feedback, and where doing the thing in itself and moving towards your longer term goals becomes its own reward. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Know Yourself Performance Podcast. If you got something from it, it would mean a lot if you shared it on social media or sent it on to a friend. If you want to find out more about how you can take your nutrition, training, and psychology to the next level, check out the link in the description or go to knowyourselfperformance.com.